That was some Irish music there. That is Ryan Mack, I Can't Love You Anymore on 2FM. Now, a brand new movie is hitting the screens this October 18th. It is called Kathleen Is Here. Kathleen, aka Hazel Dupe, is 18 and fresh out of foster care. She returns to her hometown to take ownership of her deceased mother's house. She gets a job and even a friend, but the emptiness of Kathleen's life cannot be filled by social media and reality shows. Alone and desperate for a mother figure, she sets out on a destructive path to find one. So that is the synopsis of the movie. Kathleen Is Here is basically a story about not fitting in and seeking meaning in life when it feels like perhaps there is no space for you. Emma Pear isn't here today, but she did chat to the director, Eva Birthwhistle, of Bad Sisters fame, and the actor, Hazel Dupe. Let's have a listen.
Hello, it's really nice to meet you both.
You too. Thank you.
I'm going to start with you, Eva, because this is your first feature. It's your first directing feature. So the film is Kathleen Is Here. It's about Kathleen. She's come out of the foster care. Mm-hmm. She goes into live in her mom's house, and she's kind of just left by herself, really. Mm-hmm. And I want to know for you, where did the inspiration come from?
I was really interested with the theme of, you know, grief, isolation, connection, and a person who is struggling, how they get the support that they need when it's not readily available to them. So it started off when I first started writing it. It's sort of quite a different story about a young woman who was struggling with the loss of her mother and how she's trying to sort of ingratiate herself back into a town. But it took years for them to sort of become Kathleen Is Here, and that was sort of inspired by a vlog that I had seen of a young adult who was in foster care, and she was looking for connection by putting her vlog out there in by way of sort of communicating with people and trying to find that connection. It was very sort of brutally honest way of doing it, and potentially quite dangerous in some respects as well, because it was so sort of candid and she was young, and so it just made me then really want to sort of explore somebody coming from that kind of a background with all those challenges, how they're supposed to get by and how they're expected to connect or navigate, you know, with all those challenges. So arrived here,
And Hazel, you were brilliant as Kathleen.
Thank you.
You played the part so well. And with Kathleen, as we know, you know, there's a lot kind of going on beneath the surface. And I wanted to know for you, what was it like playing a character like that?
I felt really, really lucky. Really, really lucky that I got to read Kathleen when I did, which was kind of before anybody else, because I just got to, like,
she's only
plead with her.
When she
can I please play her?
Yeah, was it 16?
Yeah,
for
I was
the 16.
Casting?
Yeah.
Because I just thought that she was such a complex individual, and it was so important to tell this story, this very specific story that, as you said, affected you. Mm-hmm. You have never been in the same situation that she has. It's so important to tell these stories in its whole specificity, because then it lends itself to the greater audience. It shows you an insight into a life that you would have never heard of or known before. And it was a real gift to get to bring that to a widespread media form.
And for you, you said there that it kind of brings you into a life that you would have never experienced yourself. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have experienced this, and it is the reality for them. And
exactly.
So before taking on the role, did you do any kind of research or meet with any agencies or, you know, people who had been through the care system?
Yeah, we spoke with Martin Healy and Des Boyle.
Des Boyle at Heal.
Which is a holistic educational programme and sort of like a safe space for people who are going through the experience of aging out of care and who've gone through it and who need connection. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in that group were very generous with their stories, and it just made it all feel very real and very important to take a good care of those stories.
So. Yeah, of course, it's so important.
Yeah.
And one thing that I wanted to ask you about, because Kathleen gets a job in a supermarket, and my first job was in a supermarket, and it really reminded me of like the manager kind of following her around, micromanaging. And I wanted to find out what your first jobs were.
My first job was in a chemist in Derry. I don't think it lasted very long there.
Nobody ever did their first job.
No.
What about you, Hazel?
I was really lucky. My first job was in film.
Oh, wow.
Was it?
Yeah, it was,
wow.
I think. I was 9. And my second job was as a gymnastics coach.
Oh, that's a cool job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job.
And do you still do gymnastics at all? Or?
I'm going back to it.
Are you?
I'm very excited about that, yeah.
Good for you.
Hopefully I can find a break in the schedule to do to actually follow through. But yeah, I do it in my spare time as well. I kind of do handstands here and there.
I love that.
Just randomly.
Yeah.
There she is, doing handstands.
I don't mind her, she's just doing a handstand.
I cook with my feet too. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thank you.
There it is. That was Emma Perry interviewing the cast and director of Caffeine Is Here, which is out in cinemas on October 18th. Now, here's some Martin Solveig. It's Intoxicated.